Beck's Matson Direct, our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Developments with China. And before I get into that, I just want to thank everybody who came to the book signing event for my novel, Milwaukee Jihad, yesterday at Boswell Books at 6:30 p.m. on Downer Avenue in Milwaukee. We had a really large crowd. It was standing room. They put extra chairs out, and we still had people standing in the aisles of the bookstore. Sold a lot of books, but more importantly, there were great questions. Great questions about it. This is a novel. You can read it on many levels. It's very funny. Some of the reviews of it, one of them that I really love said, quote, in the vein of Jonathan Swift, when he wrote A Modest Proposal, you will laugh a lot. You will cringe and shake your head in disbelief. But like A Modest Proposal, that subject is deadly serious. Jonathan Swift was one of the great satirists of history back in the 18th century, and A Modest Proposal, Google it, is one of the great satires. But more to the point, this is a book in which ISIS and the Saudi Arabians are planning a 9/11 style attack on the U.S. Capitol during the State of the Union speech. This is my novel. And a CIA agent, Audrey Knapp, has to stop them. And she's terrific, and she works with a guy who's a math genius, Bernie Weber, to crack their code. Spoiler alert, the jihadists don't get away with it this time. If you didn't come to the book signing, and some of you did, and I'm grateful that you came up and introduced yourselves, you can go get it wherever you are. You can get it on Amazon or, you know, go wherever you can buy a book. And Milwaukee Jihad, J-I-H-A-D, by Matt Flynn, my third novel. And if you enjoy on this show, are dipping into history enough to make it interesting and to give context, you will really like this book. You'll also laugh a lot, and you will still realize the severity of the problem of jihad. So in any event, thank you, those of you who attended yesterday. We're going to get back to China, and there is a slow shift going on. I think it is concerning, and I think that there's a way for us to respond to it, and here's what it is. China just signed a defense treaty with the Solomon Islands and Cambodia. And you may laugh. You say, Matt, what? Come on. It's Friday morning. I've got a big weekend ahead. I'm having a little coffee. What do I care about the Solomon Islands and Cambodia? Well, you better care quite a bit, because the Solomon Islands is not that far from Australia, and Cambodia, the head defense guy, the son of their prime minister, was educated at West Point in New York, our military academy. They were all seen as pro-Americans. Now they're shifting to be pro-China. Why is that concerning? Because the Solomon Islands and Cambodia assert, like everybody does, certain territorial waters. And if they turn them over to China and not to us, China is starting to put basically gates all through the South China Sea. There are, pardon me, there are reefs, there are these little areas where you can build an island, even in the ocean, even in the South China Sea. I remember in the Navy, you'd cast an anchor and you'd think, well, you know, you can go down forever and that anchor is not going to hit anything. Well, if you were able to get under the water, the terrain is just like it is on the land. There are mountains and valleys and this kind of thing. And in the ocean, there are portions of land that are very close to the surface. You can still sail over them, but they're very close to the surface. The Chinese have figured out a way to just haul massive amounts of dirt and make them little, quote, islands, end quote. Then they assert 200 miles of territorial entitlement around them, even they don't own those, quote, islands because they're fake. So if you are a ship, and especially from a weak nation like the Philippines or Vietnam, and you go through these areas, Chinese ships will come up and arrest you, confiscate your ship. What the American Navy does, there is a program in our Navy called Freedom of Passage, Rite of Passage. So the Navy will send a warship through there, and the Chinese will complain, but there's not much they can do about it. But they don't really care about our warships. What they care about is extorting fees from anybody who wants to use the South China Sea for trade. That would include Japan, that would include South Korea, the United States, everybody else. Something like $4 trillion, with a T, not a B, $4 trillion of trade goes through the South China Sea every year. And the Chinese want it to be a toll road. And by signing up the Solomon Islands and signing up Cambodia, they're in effect very shortly going to be kicking out the U.S. military and trying to extend Chinese influence all through Asia and the South China Sea. We have a lot of ways to stop that. There's another thing they just did, and then I'm going to talk about policy that we've got to put into effect, in my view. They've also counter-sanctioned some Americans. You know, we had blacklisted some Chinese Communist Party officials for some of the things they did. They have now blacklisted some of our people, and they haven't published the list yet, but I can imagine who it is. And here's the deal. We got to get real. China put out a statement yesterday siding with Russia, saying it's the U.S. that's responsible for Ukraine, and the U.S. is the one that's responsible for the murder of civilians, and the Russians are trying to clean it up. What's going on here? You've got to understand, those on the left of the Democratic Party, China, Russia, and developing countries understand one thing: force, military might. That's all they understand. You can talk to your blue in the face about democracy. One reason that we sanction China is because of their treatment of the Uyghurs. The Uyghurs are Sunni Muslims in Western China. They're of Turkic descent. Some of them have blonde hair and blue eyes. They're not Chinese. And there are Uyghurs in Afghanistan. Uyghurs in Afghanistan, Sunni Muslims who commit acts of terror. Now in China, what precipitated this was that some of the Uyghurs did suicide attacks. They would get in a car and ride up on a sidewalk and kill 30 people. Just like it happened in Nice in France, and it happened, believe it or not, at Ohio State in this country about 10 years ago or so. Guy goes up on the sidewalk. Fortunately, nobody was killed. Cars are used as instruments of terror by jihadists. Well, the way we handle it is through our criminal justice system, and sadly, we continue to import jihad. In China, they just put everybody in these relocation camps and instructed them about Chinese history and all that. It's very clumsy and stupid, and I don't like it. But that's not why you sanction China for using that method to stop terror attacks on the Chinese. Yes, you sanction China for cheating on trade, for trying to circumvent our Ukraine sanctions. They are beginning to think that the West is not willing to use its military might. That's very dangerous. Russia's thinking the same thing. So is Cambodia. And so are the Solomon Islands. If that spreads, we have got to do something. That's why I'm saying, yet to Joe Biden, yes, Joe, the Republican Party has a criminal element to it, Trump. People like Tucker Carlson, treason, Hawley, the rest of them. It is treason. I get it. But the American people, that's me. I'm the American people. And so is everybody listening. We want strong leadership, aggressive leadership. We do not want any kind of pusillanimity, look it up, pussyfooting around in Ukraine. Get the jets, get the MiGs to Ukraine, Joe. Get them there. And get them ground-to-air missiles that go up higher than 5,000 feet. And get them shipped to shore. Get them. Use the great Ukrainian people to show our military might. Because if you let them be starved and tortured, nobody in the world will respect the United States anymore. And I know you have a criminal opponent, Trump. I know you do. But the only thing that's going to work is strength. Everybody out there, call your congressman, call any legislator, Republican or Democrat you know. Say, get the planes to Ukraine. I'm not kidding. When you finish this show, call them and get the planes to Ukraine. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.